Welcome inside Browns training camp, day number 9 in the books. The rain has fallen behind me now after practice, and the good news is the offense was balling today. Both Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel were sharp. Josh Gordon out on the field. Taylor Gabriel, a young rookie, number 18, undrafted out of Abilene Christian. He stood out today as well, and I caught up with him after today's practice. The offense, I think, had a couple rough days before today, but you guys really did bounce back today. You had some nice grabs. How do you feel you're fitting in and progressing?
I'm feeling pretty good. Now I'm getting the playbook down. Now I'm not thinking about the plays. I'm going out there and playing. So I feel pretty comfortable in the offense and the scheme. And, I mean, I'm just blessed and happy to be here.
Andrew Hawkins, probably a good role model for you. Similar size, similar skill set. Has he been a good mentor to you so far in camp?
Man, has he. Just the little things, the technique, coming out here early, just putting in the extra work, too, and sharpen my craft and to be a pro. I mean, he's a pro's pro.
Seems like you and Johnny Manziel developed some nice chemistry, especially on some of those deep dig routes. Talk about that, working with him, working with Brian Hoyer. You also have nice chemistry with him as well.
I mean, both of the quarterbacks are amazing, man. Just the spin on the ball, I mean, the time, the precision of the passes, accuracy. I mean, I'm happy to be here, man, and be catching from Johnny Manziel and Hoyer.
Gabriel wasn't the only undrafted free agent rookie who flashed today. Isaiah Crowell had the play of the day for the offense on what could have been maybe a 60-yard touchdown that featured some nice acceleration and moves in the open field. But ultimately, while the offense was good, it was once again the day of the defense when it comes down to the orange jerseys. Leon McFadden had a huge pick six in that session. His play has really picked up after a disappointing rookie campaign, and I caught up with him after today. Leon, big pick six for you here today in the team drills at the end. Helped the defense keep the orange jerseys. What happened on that play?
Man, you know what? I just paid attention to the technique on that play, and I read my keys, and I made a play. You know, when your number's called, you got to make stuff happen.
Here you are, year number 2. Seem to be progressing well. Do you feel more comfortable this season than you did last year?
Definitely feel more comfortable. You know, when I first got here last year, the game was so fast, and, you know, I've adjusted to the speed of the game, and it has helped me out.
And how is it playing in this defense in particular under Jim O'Neill? You feel like it's freeing you up to make a few more plays?
Exactly, yeah. We're aggressive defense. We're man-to-man coverage. You know, it's between you and the guy across from you, and the best man wins.
While we've highlighted some of the young Browns making an impact today, a savvy veteran leader also had a big day. Carlos Dansby in the first team defense continue to get the job done. Dansby talked about finally getting to play somebody else on Saturday and also the level of competition as things are getting a little chippy here at Browns camp. Carlos, the defense showed up when it needed to. You guys will have the orange jerseys again tomorrow. What is this competition starting to mean to you guys?
Oh, man, it's just making us better, man. It's something that's needed. We need to be able to compete when we tire and win, you know, and we got to be able to trust one another. And accountability really shows itself in those kind of moments.
So this weekend against Detroit, you finally get to go against somebody else. We're seeing some of the intensity pick up. You and Isaiah Crowell had a little bit of a scrape today. You guys starting to get sick of seeing each other, ready to play somebody else?
Oh, we definitely ready to play somebody else, man. And like I said, it's part of camp. You know, we're going to get tired of seeing each other. We see each other every day, go against each other every day, compete against each other every day. It's going to be good to go against somebody different. In a different uniform and really show what we got.
That'll do it for Inside Training Camp day number 9. Be sure to stick around here on ClevelandBrowns.com and catch my one-on-one interview with prime time Deion Sanders. We'll also have Coach Pettine's post-practice presser and all the information you need on your favorite team right here on ClevelandBrowns.com.